Well, thank you and good morning to all of you. I want to thank Andy as your CEO and Leslie as your Vice President for Government Affairs, Jennifer for helping make all of this happen, to be a part of this panel. I'm honored to be on the panel with Undersecretary Avalos and Secretary Northey. Bill and I serve on the 25 by 25 Steering Committee together. And as you may know, this is an organization that worked a number of years ago in developing consensus and a lot of local stakeholders and value chain stakeholders to support a goal of 25% renewable energy by 2025. And this association and a lot of the members have been important partners in that effort. And I'll be speaking a little bit about some of energy policy in addition to farm bill policy and world food security. But it's, again, just an honor to be here with you today. I grew up on a farm in South Dakota. My dad's still farming. It's mostly corn and soybeans. I remember growing up in the 70s and, you know, how those rows would look, you know, if they were pretty weedy. And then I remember, you know, the hailstorms we'd endure, the droughts we'd endure. But over the years, as I've watched my father's operation grow a little bit, you know, he farms about 2,500 acres, although about a quarter of that operation is pasture land. The dramatic yields, I remember growing up, I mean, we'd be happy if we got, you know, anywhere from 70 pushing 100 bushel an acre. Now, you know, we're disappointed when we're not getting at least 150 pushing 200. It's not quite as fertile soil as they have over there in Iowa. But it's northeastern South Dakota, so we try to keep up. But we know what's driven that. You all know what's driven that. And it's been the innovation of all of you and your companies to develop the types of technology in the seed that improves these yields, in addition to a lot of the other education that our land-grant universities and our extension services offering to producers out there to ensure that they have the information on farming practices that can complement the innovation in the seed to have these types of yield increases. So I brought that background to bear when I was fortunate enough to be elected in 04, got on the House Agriculture Committee, had some battles, you know, before, you know, to try not to reopen the farm bill prematurely on some of the animal agriculture side. But then in 2008, so the Democrats took control of the House in 06 and then increased their numbers in 08. Well, we had a lot of new Democrats on the House Agriculture Committee, just as Chairman Lucas has a lot of new Republicans on the House Agriculture Committee heading into the 2012 Farm Bill. Back in 2008, we went through regular order. We had field hearings, even under then-Chairman Bob Goodlatte, all across the country. We had subcommittee marks. We had the full committee mark. We had the fights on the floor. We overrode two vetoes because, as you may remember, the first one we passed and over the veto was missing a title. So we had to go back and fix that. But a conference committee that went through regular, open, transparent, you know, we won on the merits. And we had to make some tough decisions, but nothing like what's going on here in 2012, because we actually sought more money. We actually went to the Ways and Means Committee and said, if we're going to increase the nutrition title by $4 to $5 billion, we have to do it from money other committees of jurisdiction are going to give us into this farm bill process. You know, lesson learned for us in terms of how we were negotiating our budget resolution with leadership at the time. But, you know, we still had a commodity title, as you'll recall, that experienced some cuts. We had changes in the conservation title. We tried to keep the relatively new energy title somewhat stable. Same with the research title. And then, as I mentioned, the increases in the nutrition title. We made substantial changes to crop insurance and cutting the administrative and oversight subsidies. We, after that, had the standard reinsurance agreement that some of you are familiar with. But by and large, coupled with other policies, and I would argue the renewable fuels standard, both the first one and the second one, we've had a really robust agricultural economy that's helped us weather the recession that we've gone through. And I'm sure Secretary Vilsack made some of those points, and Secretary Avalos reinforced them this morning in terms of the strength of the ag sector for our national economy in addition to our rural economies. Now, I will tell you that when the four principals, the chairman and ranking member of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committee, worked together in relative secret to put together a proposal that they were giving to the super committee of last year. God bless them and their efforts, but I thought that would have been the worst thing to ever happen to a farm bill. I think that there is a lot to be said for regular order in any piece of legislation that moves through the process. But particularly given the input of those who understand all of agriculture, the diversity of American agriculture, the impact of all of the titles, and how we find the same kind of balance among those who represent agricultural interests that your association seeks to find and successfully does among the different members and companies within your organization. And so while, you know, we're in a much different climate in which we have the Senate passing today a 2012 farm bill where they're finding $23.6 billion worth of savings over 10 years, a House Agriculture Committee that, based on their budget resolution, will have to find $10 billion or more further cuts across the bill. I mean, these make for really difficult decisions, and we know that there is a shrinking part of that pie that goes to production agriculture. And that highlights the importance of other policies, whether it be an energy policy, world food security issues, to address some of the issues in innovation, technology, competitiveness, on the importance of getting the return on the investment of the research dollars from the farm bill.